Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everybody, to our lovely Quick Start program. It is October. Can you believe it? We are in the midst of October, and this is week number three, and I have got the privilege of having Belinda Casper here with me. I'm here in Southern California. I was going to say sunny, but the clouds are moving in. The weather is starting to change, and where are you at today, Belinda?
I am in at home in Jacksonville, Florida. Woke up to the temperature in the 50s this morning, so life is good. This is my favorite time of year. Even here in Florida, it's nice to have a little bit of fall weather coming in, and hopefully wherever all our listeners are, they are also enjoying some gorgeous fall weather and ready to learn how to handle objections and the psychology of a sale today. I'm pretty excited about sharing this.
Yeah, this really is an important week. I mean, all the weeks are important, but you'll see how we continue to add and grow with each week. Now, we're going to save a little bit of time for the end here because Belinda has some announcements on some presentations that are coming out that are not in the calendar that she's going to share. So we want to get right into it so we can get all this information to you guys. So first off, let's review the homework from last week, and that was to reach out to 10 people to introduce them by using the 283 process and with the intention to just practice on doing that. And that could be with family, friends, neighbors, and do you know we've had some people actually go out, do that, and they've actually sold Beamers just in the practice aspect. And the beauty of that is that they were just doing it with very low stress. There was no intention of trying to push a sale. And it was that atmosphere that they created that made the individual extremely comfortable. And by being comfortable, their walls weren't up so that they were willing to receive the information. And in doing so, they were like, wow, this is great. Why have you been holding out on me? I want to get one. So that's how it works. And remember how important that is when you're sharing the Beamer with us too. So to kick off today's program now, we've reviewed last week's homework. Now remember that you can get on our Facebook page and that these are all separate words. Quick Start BD Support Group. And when you go in there, there are two qualifying questions. The first one is, what is your IBD number? Now, that can be found in your Beamer back office under your information. Directly underneath, kind of to the left, there's that little figurine of a head. And below that, click in there, and you'll be able to find your IBD number. Number two, all we are asking is, have you been to an academy or not? So I am the one that reviews those. If a person does not answer those questions, I will personally reach out on Instant Messenger and I will ask you for those questions, because what happens sometimes when you're on your cell phone and you go through to enter, people do not scroll upwards to possibly see the questions. And so we want to make sure we give everybody the best opportunity possible. And I will continue to reach out to them for a period of at least a month. And if they don't, then I remove them, and then they can try to come back in again and do that. So we really are trying our best to make sure everybody gets in. And I have found some individuals that had fake accounts trying to get into our private page. So this is not only to protect us, but it's to protect the Beamer name so that we don't have people get in there that want to sabotage or whatever the case may be. All right? Okay. So you can also listen to our recordings on Blog Talk Radio, and that website to see or listen to our recordings is going to be blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. I will spell that out for you. blogtalkradio.com/MERIBDS. Now, when you go in there, all the recordings for all of the Blog Talk Radio programs are in there. Now, mind you, our quality control, our
compliance.
Help me on this one, Belinda. Yeah, compliance. There we go. Our compliance overlooks these, and so if there is anything out of line, then that show will be deleted from the service because we want to make sure that we stay 100% compliant and that we're continuing to get the right information out to everybody. So this is a way to also protect not only the company, but you as a distributor. All right. So today is the day to understand and manage your sales funnel and the psychology of the sale. Now, we know a lot of people like myself. I've been a paramedic. I had no clue about sales. So Belinda's going to be sharing with you the psychology of the sale and giving some acronyms and explaining what they are, but just know that we are presenting this in the forum that you've never heard this before. So Belinda, it's all yours.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. So yes, let's dive right in to the psychology of the sale. So what we want to understand is that in all sales cycles, there is the ebb and flow that goes from the decision-making process, and we're going to also be in that ebb and flow ourselves as we have positives and negative situations. But it's important for us to think about how we bring people through that sales funnel. So I know this sounds very marketing and salesy, but the fact is, when we're sharing Beamers, we really are sales. So part of it is our mindset to stay positive and recognizing that we're doing good for people when we are sharing the Beamer. You know, there's many of us that say, you know, I got into Beamer and didn't plan to be in sales, but then I felt there was an obligation to share it because it's such an amazing tool. So think about your mindset coming into this process. There is an acronym called AIDA. A means that is an acronym that is supporting the sales funnel itself. The first A is for attention. The I is for interest. The D is for desire. And the A is for action, AIDA. And so what we have to think about it is first we have to get people's attention about letting them even know that the Beamer is available. So many people haven't really been aware, although I'm finding that more and more people are becoming more aware of Beamer, and that excites me. We're doing our job that way. The I is for interest. We have to help people to understand why they would want to learn more about Beamer, and that's why we do that dripping communication and that 283 that we talk about. The D is for desire. We have to get them to recognize how Beamer can help them in their lives. So to create the desire for them to want the Beamer and figure out how to get it. And A is action. Maybe we need to help them with financing. Maybe we need to help them place the order. And so that's what AIDA is. And you'll find a great little video in our e-learning tab. And I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about a great addition to our e-learning tab. It is the blueprint. It's a foundational blueprint for, I'm sorry, it's called the Blueprint for Foundational Success. It is great, and everyone should take an opportunity to go into the e-learning tab in your back office We have many of the e-learning videos there, but then you can also go to that blueprint for foundational success. I encourage everyone to do that, even if you've been around Beamer World for a long time, but absolutely for everybody new. So we all ebb and flow through decision-making processes. You know, the key is for us to stay positive. It brings us back to those ups and downs of that journey of a distributor that we talked about. You know, staying positive, you're going to have people that aren't going to want to learn more. And I always say, okay, well, not now. I don't really take things as a no. I take it as a not now. So if you have that as your mindset, that's going to help you through those moments. You know, we know, and the more engaged you are, the more you know what Beamer can do for people. If you listen to Testimonial Tuesdays every Tuesday in the blog talk, I guarantee you, you're going to know what Beamer can do. And if you listen to the Thursday calls on the Equine system, you know what Beamer can do. So that confidence, that bulletproof confidence is going to help you. So get engaged and stay engaged and understand what Beamer can do. Make a commitment to listen to Blog Talk Radio for at least a month, and you will get bulletproof of that understanding. I also recommend that you listen to Dr. Berker's Wellness Wednesday calls. His calls are outstanding, and they are all captured and recorded in the back office in our science tab in the distributor library. That is phenomenal. And for anyone who's a healthcare professional, you can have them attend a Medical Monday. It does require registration. So we already had our calls for October. They were outstanding. So look out for the schedule for November. They are Mondays. They are on a Monday and on a Wednesday, but it does change each week according to Dr. Berker's schedule. But they are fantastic. Listen to them. It's going to help you understand how everyone is using the Beamer in their practice and why it's so beneficial. The one thing we want to all recognize is that your family and friends are probably going to be your hardest nuts to crack. They're your hardest people to convince. They knew you from when you were whoever you are before you're doing your Beamer business. So don't get frustrated with them. Maybe solicit their help and say, can you help me in sharing what Beamer can do? Can you help me get my story straight? Can you help me fill in the blank? That's going to help them possibly understand what Beamer can do, but don't get frustrated. I can tell you that I have some family members using the Beamer and a lot of friends using them, but others who need it are not. And I just continue to love them and know that when I'll be there when they're ready. So the thing is, you have to recognize that the only way we move people from that attention and interest stage to the desire and action stage is either they had adequate and complete education, or they have a significant emotional experience. Perhaps something happened to their health or they made them aware of the need to be able to do that. So we can't impact that significant emotional experience, but we can control the education side of that equation. So if you can get people to understand what Beamer can do, you can help them through that whole funnel process. So Greg, I'm going to let you talk about a lot of our options for people to learn more about Beamer and how they might be able to share.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Belinda. Everything that you said was so golden. And I know that's a lot of information. So folks, remember that you can go to our blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS to listen to these recordings. Not only that, but in our Facebook page, there is a file section. And in that file section, we have all different types of documents that you can download and print off and have in your hands. And one of those is the script that we go by to present this show to you. So that way you have all the notes in front of you and you can follow along. And so all the information is there. We are doing everything possible to help you become a better distributor. Okay, so with that, engaging with individuals. Now, once we have made contact with the individuals, they may want to learn more. So what do we do to share stuff with them? Well, we do have a variety of information available to us. When I first started in 2016, there wasn't diddly out there to be able to share. Now we have so many sources and information to share with others, and being able to fine-tune it and specify it to the different individuals now becomes more of the challenge, because we have athletes, we've got medical professionals, we've got the elderly, we've got the younger crowd, we've got people looking at the business aspect, we've got the equine area. There are so many pathways that you can take and look at. So don't overwhelm yourself, but this is where practice comes in. And so practice with the educational aspect. So number one, we have our webinars and our seminars, and you're able to also see the replays. So in your back office, on your far left side under Distributor Library, we have our calendar. And in the calendar, each week shows all the different seminars and webinars that are live that you can watch. When you pass your cursor over those areas, a pop-up window for that event will come up and give you all the information required to be able to watch it, the time, who might be presenting it, and the ability to possibly share that with another individual, whether it be via text message or Facebook or email or whatever the case may be. All of that stuff is there for you. Now, also, we have different replays, and those replays can be found through your national email that is given out by Chris and George Varonis. And every Monday, they have updates of all the information that's going on every week within Beamer. These are all things that we did not have when I first started, and it is so refreshing to be able to know I can go to a one-stop shop and get caught up if I've been gone for a month or whatever the case may be. We have people that life gets in the way, and they're gone for 6 months, 8 months, almost a year sometimes or more. Now we have an area that we can guide them to so that they can get caught up on stuff. All right? Now, we want to be able to get them on a demo. We want to get what's called BOB, and that is Bodies on Beamer, all right? This is where the true magic happens, and the more people you can get on at one time, the better. No, and I don't mean four or five people piling on one B-body. What I'm talking about is having a watch party at your home and having, if you can have four or five people come in, I can guarantee you one, two, three, maybe all of them, might have a positive response when they get off of the Beamer. When that happens, the others that did not have a response are going to look, and that's going to raise their interest now, and it's going to raise the value of the Beamer that much more. So we have these watch parties now on our calendar, and for myself, I've been going on and I've been practicing with my computer, and I've got one of those smart TVs now, so I can show everything that's on my computer screen. I can then do a screen share and put it actually onto my TV and bring it up on the full screen. And so I've been practicing on getting ready to do these watch parties that they have in the home, and then I'll invite guests over. So there's a lot of tricks and tools that we have. Now, we also have the ability of raising the expectations for people, and we think that that's a good thing. However, we just want to educate people. We don't want to give them any false expectations. So don't promise them that they are going to feel better or anything like that. We just want to educate them to what the Beamer is doing. We have them sign a disclaimer form, and that protects us liability-wise. However, that raises the value of the Beamer. And this is something I didn't realize. Because when a person is signing this, you can mention to them that we are an FDA-cleared medical device. And with this, Class 2 cleared medical device. And with this, it is required that we have this disclaimer form signed. right there shows that we're serious about what we're doing, and that will raise the value in many people's eyes of what they're going to be experiencing. And then we show them our two-minute video, if we can, with Dr. Burkett. There's a new one out where he's narrating, and it is extremely valuable because it gives a real quick two-minute overview showing the arteriolize, the capillary bed, and the venules at what it looks like before, 2 minutes in, like 6 minutes in, and then after the Beamer is done, and they go and they show it 20 minutes after the original start of the Beamer. And it's really amazing what the differences are. And it's a definite wow factor. But what this does is it puts a picture in people's minds when you're describing of what's going on. They can relate back to that, and they'll have a much better understanding. Now, it's really nice to be able to get people on multiple sessions. And we know sometimes that might be difficult depending on locations and different things there or the inability to travel. But remember that getting people on the Beamer, it is a progressive, it's an accumulation of being on it at least three times. And so the ultimate level is normally after three times, after each 12-hour period or break. So if you can do it in the morning and then do it in the evening and do it in the morning again, or if they can do it 3 days consecutively, the first time you get that person on the Beamer, it's like the body's going, wait a minute, what is this? And there'll be a good response. The second time the body's going, oh, you know, I kind of remember this. I think I kind of know more what to do. And there'll be a better response. And then the third time a person gets on it, the body's like, oh, yeah, I remember that song. I want to dance to this song. And then now you're up at what they call that therapeutic level. And so by getting people on it multiple times, you're going to have a much better response, and people are going to start to feel the effects that much more. Now, there's different ways you can do this. We have a great lease-to-own program that was put together by several people of the company. We had Bettina Torres, and we had Stacy DeVore, and they put together this information on this lease-to-own program, and this is in your back office and under your distributor library. I believe it is the seventh section down, those rectangular orange headers, and it's the lease-to-own program. And there are forms in there that you can also download, and it gives you the full outline of what to do when you're setting up a person not only for a lease, but this outline can be used if you rent it out to somebody, how to follow up with them each week on, hey, where are you at? How do you feel? Time to go to the next level. It's all there for you. So this is some great, great information to have. And then also we have rental availabilities. And so with the rentals, you can get a person on a rental, and that's another way to generate some revenue for yourself. For example, if you rent a Beamer for $600 a month, do you realize that that Beamer will have paid for itself in 10 months, and from that, it's 100% profit after that, as well as you're continuing to share the Beamer with people and being able to change people's lives. Now, here's another idea that somebody had over in the Phoenix area, and they live in a 55-plus community, and they are there year-round. So you have your snowbirds that come in and spend the winter, and then in the summertime, they leave. Well, this individual, they beamed the individuals that were staying there over the summer, and there were people there in walkers and using canes and different things like that, and this individual did not even charge. They made a point to just give these people free sessions over the summertime. And so when the snowbirds came back in the fall, all of a sudden they came back, and here's their friends that are no longer using walkers possibly. They're not using their canes possibly. They got more spring in their step. And do you know that this distributor sold 60 Beamers in that park? And it was because the other people that had...
Wow, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was absolutely incredible. And this distributor mentioned that she goes, I did not even have to sell it. Everybody else sold it for me. So it is extremely powerful. to get people on the Beamer, and that's why the lease-to-own program is great. Having rental options is amazing. So there are so many tools that we have, and that's why we continue to share the blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. You can listen to these recordings. The e-learning that Belinda brought up is worth its weight in gold. And in fact, I'm doing weekly education periods for my team, and I am now going through the e-learning and using that as my tool, my outline for my people. And they're absolutely loving it. So I am kind of tricking them into getting into that e-learning and showing them the importance of it. So with that, I'm going to hand over a good thing to Belinda here, and that's on how to handle objections.
Awesome. Great. Thanks so much, Greg. You know, that's what everybody is afraid of, is they don't want to have a rejection. So one thing that I want everyone to really change in that mindset is that objection is not a rejection of you or the Beamer. The objection actually is a buying signal. It's a request for more information. It's also a time for you to have more active listening and not talk. So sometimes we, as we say, we throw up too much information all at one time, and sometimes that objection is just an opportunity for us to take a step back and hear what the person is saying. So change your mindset that it is not a rejection. It is possibly a buying signal and an opportunity for us to share the information that that person's most interested in. So if we think about it, we probably hear some pretty standard objections. One of them being it's too expensive, or they don't have the money. And so, you know, there's always a good opportunity for you to say, well, what if we could get it for $99 a month? You know, Truist Bank has a really good personal loan option that goes up to 72-month term. And if people have a decent credit, they're going to get really, really good interest rate on that. But they can spread those costs over a longer period of time. And they will have a personal loan from $5,000 to $10,000. We do have a financing document that is in that Facebook page that you can download. I know I need to update that because there is a new contact for Truist. So I'm going to do that this week and have that uploaded. There's also Capital City Bank is another option in that document. It has 0% for 20 months. You know, that only goes until November 30th of this year. But that's a promotion. And sometimes I talk to people about, well, maybe your bank, who already knows you, is able to give you a personal loan. Maybe your credit card company doesn't want your business to go to someone else. And if you say, well, I can get a 0% for 20 months with somebody else, maybe they're willing to give you a 0%. So, you know, think about that. Beamer also offers a really easy, convenient way for us to get online rates and an online installment plan right with Beamer. So you can go to shop.beamergroup.com and scroll down and see check your rates, and you have the opportunity to have people find out what they could get as installment payments. Now, a couple of little caveats. One, unfortunately, it's not available in Iowa, West Virginia, or Idaho. And secondly, you can't do the entry for your person. This is one of those FCC rules that you have to have them do it. But it's really simple. Simple information. They text a code to you. You enter the code, and you get instant information. It is not a hit on your credit card, on your credit. So it is a soft touch for you to have the opportunity to find out what somebody could get. I've had many people that took that convenient option to get financing. So there's a lot of different options. Again, in our Quick Start IBD group in the Facebook page, you can have that and you can download that and just look for files. So we can eliminate that objection of money by saying we can help you get low payments and spread that time out. And when you think about what Beamer can do, I also like to have a compensating comparative that when somebody says, oh, it's too expensive, and I said, well, you know, when you realize what Beamer can do, I realized that it actually saved me a lot of money. If I'm talking to an older person, I can say it's cheaper than 1 month in an assisted living facility. If you think about it, it's less expensive than some procedures that somebody may have. So, for example, people will have stem cell therapy procedures. That's one joint, one person, one time. It may or may not work. And that is at least $6,000, if not more. So when you kind of what they qualify that and anchor that expectation, you can help them understand the Beamer's for everyone in the household for the rest of their lives. So that comparison can help them realize, you know what, Beamer really isn't that expensive. The other objection you may have is I didn't feel anything. And the way I handle that is I know, and I usually actually, I try to preempt that to tell them, you're not going to feel anything. We're working at a cellular level. We don't feel our blood flowing through our body. Thank goodness that would be very, very disturbing. But try to tell them in advance of trying it that they're not going to feel anything. But then whenever their objection is that they're not feeling anything, and you can say, well, Beamer works at a cellular level. The true healing always works from the inside out at a cellular level. So we're able to get more oxygen and nutrients to your cells, and we're able to get more toxins and metabolic waste out. So you can imagine what that's doing for your cells and your organs and your body systems and your body. So, you know, try to help them realize that Beamer is health for life. And the other objection you may hear is your spouse may disagree or you know, my husband will never go for it, or it's usually the husband will never go for it, but I have heard every once in a while that they will say the wife won't go for it. And then you say, well, how do we educate them? Do they like science? Would you like me to give you some more information? Do you think if we can get them on the Beamer themselves to try it? Do you think if we could get it for $99 a month? Like, help that person solve that with you. We are problem solvers. We help people get Beamers in their lives, and we help solve problems. So one easy way to handle objection is the feel, felt, found method. So when I first learned about the Beamer, I can understand how you feel. I felt the same way. I thought Beamer was expensive too. But what I found is Beamer saved me so much money in other expenses as doctors and everything. And plus, it allowed me to do the work I love to do. So that feel, felt, found helps the person you're talking to understand that you understand what they're saying, but you recognize what the Beamer can absolutely do. And again, being bulletproof by listening to all of those testimonials and blog talk and all the other calls, it really helps you to do that. The other thing is education, helping them to understand information and sharing information and inviting them to all these calls. And we're going to talk about what great calls we have coming up this week. And the last thing that I say you really need to have when you're handling objection is patience. Don't try to change somebody's mind or overcome them in winning them over. What you're doing is you're sharing the passion of what you know Beamer can do. You're sharing the confidence of what you know Beamer can do, and you're educating them. And whenever somebody says no to me again, I just say, it's not now. But they will understand what Beamer can do. And especially like Greg said, when somebody lives their life and they see the change in your life, you become the story of the success of what Beamer can do. So those were some ideas. And you know, Greg, one of the best ways for people to get comfortable with all the things we just talked about, that's really role playing. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
You bet. And one thing I wanted to add too is on the objection area, like on the pricing, we had a distributor that's in their 70s, and this distributor was looking at going into more of like a senior living type of residential living. And do you know that they did the math, and they've been using the Beamer for 5 years now, and they said, do you realize I've saved over $300,000 by getting the Beamer and not going the route that they were planning on going? And so you ask me, is $5,600 worth it? You're darn right. So it's a matter of learning how to put things into perspective for people. So you covered it great on that, Belinda. Excellent job. So now we want to go into the value of role-playing. And so basically, what is it? It's just a way of practicing and working with your mentor or family member or having an accountability partner. And what it does is it allows you to practice in a comfortable environment to where you can make mistakes, you can fumble, you can laugh about it, and just have a good time. Bottom line, and you'll learn this also, and you know, this was a great review for me again last night, Belinda, when I was going over the e-learning and the first three sections in the basic e-learning. Peter Gleim talks about his vision and how he likes to run his business. And it's not to be work for people. It's to be able to have fun, share the Beamer, laugh, enjoy, dress comfortably, and just enjoy life. Do not become little worker bees. And so have fun at anything you do with Beamer. Write it on your mirror, put it on a tab, write it on the back of your hand. Have fun. And when you do that, it takes the stress of, oh my gosh, this is a job, this is work. No. All we're doing is sharing something no different than is if you saw a really good movie and you wanted to share that with somebody, that's what you're doing. You're sharing something that is going to impact and touch somebody else's life in a positive way. So when you're doing your practicing, make sure that you work with someone who's a little bit more familiar than you are with it so that they can help guide you, maybe run you through different scenarios, things there. An accountability partner is extremely valuable. And it's not a matter of having somebody with a big stick slapping you across the knuckles every time you don't do something you promised to do. But what it does is it allows you to stay focused because there's so many things going on in the world and with life, and it's very easy to get distracted and get away from the other things that we may want to accomplish. And not only with Beamer, but having an accountability partner for working out or maybe studying or people get involved in book clubs. And so the accountability there is, I know that I'm going to be meeting every week and, hey, I better get this part read or I'm going to be behind when I go to meet with my friends. So that really helps out a lot. So I'm going to turn the rest of this over here to Belinda on staying plugged in to your community.
So fantastic. Thanks so much. And that being plugged into your community really does help you, one, know to reach out to somebody that may have a similar experience that the person you're talking to. It also helps you to understand the resources that are available, which are continually to improving, and we have so much content. But it also takes the pressure off of you. If you invite people to calls, you don't have to know everything. You just invite somebody to a call. And there are so many different opportunities for that. So we mentioned Blog Talk. You're all on Blog Talk here for your Quick Start program on Mondays. But Tuesdays is Testimonial Tuesday. Fantastic calls to invite people to and listen to. Wednesdays is Whatever Wednesday. They have so many wonderful subjects that they address for a whole month, and they have a lot of fantastic guest speakers and our ambassadors and some of our members of our corporate staff come on as guests as well, including Albert. Thursday is Equine. There's vet calls and talking about how the equine system. So if you think about it, put Blog Talk in your calendar and listen to it. But also you can invite people to that. So a wonderful opportunity. Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, there is a weekly introductory call that you can invite someone to and allow them to learn what Beamer is all about. You can access that by going to BeamerMeetings.com. And something that George Veronis has recently created that I think is really starting to get some traction is our niche marketing calls. There is a presentation specific to athletes. There's a presentation specific to people who may have been in network marketing in the past or want to understand the business opportunity Beamer has. You know, Beamer is not a traditional network marketing, and some people are alienated by those words. Beamer is a direct distribution model, and it's valuable for people to understand that business opportunity. Those niche marketing calls are happening on a weekly basis. They have been on a Thursday the last couple weeks, but this week it's on Wednesday evening. At 7 p.m. Eastern time, they're having the niche call for athletes. At 8 p.m. Eastern time, they're having the distribution, the direct distribution model business discussion at 8 p.m. Pairs us to be able to be at the national call, which is this coming Thursday, because believe it or not, this coming Wednesday. Believe it or not, this is the third week of October, which is just crazy to me. But every time we have a third week of a month, that is our national call, and you get to hear from Albert and some of the people on his team, and we get to celebrate people's successes, and you get to hear what's going on. That is this coming Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. All of those calls that I just mentioned for Wednesday evening can all be accessed at beamermeetings.com. That's a direct link that lets you dial into Zoom. So think about the people you're talking to that may be interested in any of those calls. Now, know that the national call, the third Wednesday of the month, is really just for distributors. I wouldn't invite any guests to that, but you absolutely want to be able to invite people to the other two calls. And we also have that watch party that Greg was mentioning. It's a great opportunity for you to have one or two people over, have them on the Beamer, let them experience the Beamer, and let them have a presentation and a discussion of the watch party. That's taking place this Thursday, October 21st. And it's 7 p.m. Eastern time, and what they'll do is they'll have a testimonial loop playing, and then they'll do about a 20-minute discussion. So it gives you the opportunity to have people over. I know in the West Coast that's a little difficult because people are still working at that 4 o'clock hour, but if you have an opportunity to do a watch party, an official watch party is taking place. And you can get access to the watch party by going to beamerwatchparty.com. That is in the distributor library in your national calendar. Now, most of us are receiving, maybe having regional calls or regional newsletters that you're receiving. We are also, everyone should be receiving their Monday Motivation from Chris and George Varonis. It's a fantastic summary email that takes place every Monday. If you're not getting that, you should reach up to your sponsor or mentor and get on the list, because anyone who is receiving it, there is a link at the bottom of the email that can be shared so you can have somebody sign up. So if you're not getting that fabulous Monday Motivation, you definitely want to be able to do that. So the other and last thing that I'm going to say is if you haven't signed up for an academy, you need to do so. The academies are fantastic and a great way to really get started. So you can go to your back office and you can go to events and sign up for an academy. I happen to be teaching one on November 20th and 21st, but there are multiple options. Make sure you're paying attention to which one are U.S. and which one are Canada, because you do need to attend the appropriate one. So I'm just looking at the time, Greg. I'm going to just keep on plowing through on homework because I see that we only have a little bit more than a minute left. So continue sharing. Take those steps to reach out to your 10 prospects and continue in education. Maybe invite them to one of the calls. You want to make sure that you're inviting at least two people to one of the online meetings this coming week. And role play, as Greg was talking about the value of role play, ask one of your family members or your mentor to listen and help you really get comfortable with sharing what Beamer is and your success story. You want to get at least one to two people on the Beamer to do a demo, and so get that opportunity to experience that. and go into e-learning. Begin to go through the modules. They're very digestible in 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. So you can do them a little bit at a time, but you want to get that blueprint, a foundation of blueprints for you to be able to get started, as well as go through the e-learning tab. So, you know, to reach levels of success you've never reached before, you must be committed to a level of daily habits you've never committed to before. Now, those are not my wise words. Those are from Hal Elrod, who wrote The Miracle Morning, a great book that's going to get you motivated. But think about it. You want a different experience for your life, so you have to do something different. And you never grow unless you get out of your comfort zone. So, Greg, I'm going to let you close us out with some parting words.
Well, I think you did a great, great job, Belinda. We look forward to seeing everybody on next week, on week number 4. Make sure you get back in, listen to the recordings, go in, get signed up for the Facebook page, look into the file section. All the information is there, and we're doing this for you, bottom line. And so we'd love to hear your success stories. So make sure you tie in on Testimonial Tuesday, whatever Wednesdays, and the equine. Let them know what you think of the program. We love to hear from everybody, and we are all volunteers doing this for you. So, Belinda, you have a great, great week. We look forward to working with you again next week. Everybody, have a great, safe, and wonderful week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.